Jerry Bader Show, 949. One final thought. This just occurred to me during the break. One final thought on Ali Murray, the governor's campaign spokeswoman who is pro-choice. Okay. Let's say she can articulately present the governor's message, pro-life message. Okay. She's pro-abortion. Let's say, when asked about the governor's stance, Governor Walker, and she clearly and forcefully presents the pro-life message. What does that mean? We know she's saying something she doesn't believe. So what does that say about anything she would say on the governor's behalf? Well, okay, we know you don't believe that. Jay Carney gets mocked for that all the time. You got to kind of feel sorry for the guy at times. He has to defend such preposterous positions. Anytime she is asked about the abortion issue and she speaks the Walker Party line, people are going to know it's not what she believes. You see, no problem. Anyway. Yesterday, as I said, the show changed a lot yesterday because of events that were unfolding during the show. Mostly the 6th Congressional District race. There was a piece that I so desperately wanted to read on the air yesterday. Rush Limbaugh did read it on the air. And even though you may have heard Rush do this, I'm going to do it anyway. It is one of the Koch brothers, Charles Koch, the boogeyman of the left. Harry Reid, Koch addict Harry Reid, because he talks about the Koch brothers all the time, called Paul Ryan's latest budget Kochtopia. And they are, and 50% of Americans know who the Koch brothers are. And Democrats think that's all, that we're doing our job, which I can't remember which senator. It wasn't Durbin. Who was it? That means we're doing our job. Yes, vilifying two businessmen. Charles Koch, finally, one of the Koch brothers, speaks up and fights back. This appeared in yesterday's Wall Street Journal. I did not get to it. I teased it and then told you I'd be talking about it today when we ran out of time. Koch, I'm fighting to restore a free society, by Charles G. Koch. David Koch is the other Koch brother. This is Charles. I have devoted most of my life to understanding the principles that enable people to improve their lives. It's those principles, the principles of a free society, that have shaped my life, my family, our company, and America itself. Unfortunately, the fundamental concepts of dignity, respect, equality before the law, and personal freedom are under attack by the nation's own government. That's why, if we want to restore a free society and create greater well-being and opportunity for all Americans, we have no choice but to fight for those principles. I have been doing so for more than 50 years, primarily through educational efforts. It was only in the past decade that I realized the need to also engage in the political process. A truly free society is based on a vision of respect for people and what they value. In a truly free society, any business that disrespects its customers will fail and deserves to do so. The same should be true of any government that disrespects its citizens. The central belief and fatal conceit of the current administration is that you are incapable of running your own life, but those in power are capable of running it for you. This is the essence of big government and collectivism. More than 200 years ago, Thomas Jefferson warned that this could happen. The natural progress of things, Jefferson wrote, is for liberty to yield and government to gain ground. He knew that no government could possibly run citizens' lives for the better. The more government tries to control, the greater the disaster, as shown by the current health care debacle. Collectivists, those who stand for government control of the means of production and how people live their lives, promise heaven but deliver hell. For them, the promised end justifies the means. I don't know if I've ever heard that written more perfectly than that. Instead of encouraging free and open debate, collectivists strive to discredit and intimidate opponents. They engage in character assassination, I should know, as the almost daily target of their attacks. This is the approach that Arthur Schopenhauer described in the 19th century, that Saul Alinsky famously advocated in the 20th, and that so many despots have infamously practiced. Such tactics are the antithesis of what is required for a free society, and a telltale sign that the collectivists do not have good answers. That's what you do. When you don't have good answers, you call Paul Ryan's budget a stink burger or a mean witch. Now, sometimes I call people crybabies or idiots, but it's after I have proven such with facts. It's not all I rely on. Rather than try to understand my vision for a free society or accurately report the facts about Coke industry, our critics would have you believe we're un-American tonight and trying to rig the system that we're against environmental protection eager to end workplace safety standards. These falsehoods remind me of the late Senator
what?
Daniel
America
Patrick Moynihan's
voted to eliminate Sam?
Everyone
but he's
is
adorable.
Entitled to his own
I mean,
opinion,
look at that
but not
face.
To his own facts.
He's like Justin Bieber
here are some
without
facts
the tattoos.
About
or
my
criminal
philosophy
record.
And
Thursday
own
on American Idol, Sam
Coke
Wolf
companies
was forced to sing for his
Americans
life
who make
when he got
thousands
the least
of products that Americans
America.
Want and need. According to government figures, our employees and the 143,000 additional American jobs they support generate nearly $11.7 billion in compensation and benefits. About one-third of our U.S.-based employees
You know, it looked like Keith
members.
Was talking to
Coke
J-Lo about Sam's feet, but
well
he
over
might
700
just have been asking her
for environmental,
what kind of
health,
product
and safety excellence since
it's
2009, many from the EPA and OSHA. EPA officials have commended us for our commitment to a cleaner environment and called us a model for other companies. Our refineries have consistently ranked among the best in the nation for low per barrel emissions. In 2012, our total case incident rate, an important safety measure, was 67% better than the Bureau of Labor Statistics average for peer industries. Even so, we have never rested on our laurels. We believe there's always room for innovation and improvement. Far from trying to rig the system, I have spent decades opposing cronyism and all political favors, including mandates, subsidies, and protective tariffs, even when we benefit from them. I believe that cronyism is nothing more than welfare for the rich and powerful and should be abolished. Koch Industries was the only major producer in the ethanol industry to argue for the demise of the ethanol tax credit in 2011. That government handout, which cost taxpayers billions, needlessly drove up food and fuel prices, as well as other costs for consumers, many of whom were poor or otherwise disadvantaged. Now that mandate needs to go, so the consumers and the marketplace are the ones who decide the future of ethanol. Instead of, again, issues where they had skin in the game. Instead of fostering a system that enables people to help themselves, America is now saddled with a system that destroys values, raises costs, hinders innovation, and relegates millions of citizens to a life of poverty, dependency, and hopelessness. This is what happens when elected officials believe that people's lives are better run by politicians and regulators than by the people themselves. Those in power fail to see that more government means less liberty. And liberty is the essence of what it means to be American. Love of liberty is the American ideal. If more businesses and elected officials were to embrace a vision of creating real value for people in a principled way, our nation would be far better off, not just today, but for generations to come. I'm dedicated to fighting for that vision. I'm convinced most Americans believe it is worth fighting for. Charles Koch is chairman and CEO of Koch Industries and is the most, well, he and his brother are the two most vilified men in America. And why? Because they have the money to spend to get their message out there. That's why they're hated. Well, they're also hated because they're successful and they're in the fossil fuel industry. I mean, there's any number of reasons. But they have the temerity to use their dollars to spread their message. This is why they're hated. Now, the left have George Soros, billionaire who spends millions and millions and millions of his own money on liberal messages, but that's okay because he's a liberal. Then there is no corruption of campaign money, which brings us to another topic we did not get to, and that is the Supreme Court ruling, McCutcheon, on campaign spending limits. The left is off the rails on this. We're going to allow The Daily Show's Jon Stewart to be their spokesman in just 8 minutes, and then I will respond. It's 9:58.
Yeah, partner, can't you see? The music is just starting.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.